Oh, yes, 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 we are back. We are back. Hello, everyone. We are here, and we are here to take over. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Yes, you guys are listening to the one and only Carolyn Joe Show. How's it going, Carolyn?
It's going.
That's awesome. It's going.
It's going away, and they're already in November.
That's right. It's all just going away. Every second, every moment of the day is gone. You don't get it back.
We're 1 second older.
Yes, we're a moment older. Just in case you guys didn't know, my name is Joe Carabay. I'm a filmmaker, I'm a photographer, I'm a writer, and probably the most hated man on the planet, but it's okay.
Why do you think you're so hated?
It's okay. But across from me is always the lovely, super talented, absolutely gorgeous Carolyn Bilewski. How's it going, Carolyn?
I'm gorgeous. My face is peeling off.
That's right. So is mine. We are. It's called the Face Off episode.
Yeah, like, what's up with this temperature? I'm not used to it.
I'm not sure. But just so we don't get sued, you are listening in the background is Gerard Way's new album, Hesitant Alien. Awesome album. Go out there, listen to it.
And Joe owns the vinyl.
I own the vinyl. I went out there. I was digging deep.
You braved the trenches. That is Hot Topic.
I was trying so hard because on Gerard Way's website, I swear to you, it said you can find this.
At first I thought you said on Driveway's website.
On Gerard Way's website, you can go, it says you can find this, the Hesitant Alien album, anywhere where music is sold. And I checked that Target, I checked that Walmart, I checked that Best Buy, and it was not. And my final step, the final stage, so to speak, that I had to take was go to Hot Topic, and I found it at Hot Topic. I found the vinyl there, the clear vinyl, and oh my god, it was horrible. No, I wouldn't say it was horrible, but
how was your shopping experience there?
It was, that place is a mess.
Really?
That place is at least the one I went to was a mess.
You know, I walked by and I saw all these like Harley Quinn. It was almost like the store was 25% Harley Quinn.
Probably. Hey, I was it's like, the Carolyn's News.
Oh my gosh, it's my news segment. You know what, guys?
Guys. Hi, and guys. Gals. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys and gals. Okay, Curl's Studio Tour 2014 has ended. I'm officially announcing that because I'm not going to add any tour dates for November or December. So if you missed us, we're sorry about that, but we did hit up. I mean, I haven't counted all the conventions that we went to, but we went to several. But have no fear. If you missed us, we'll be back in 2015. Sounds so far away from now. But can I get some echo?
But it's not far away. Here's your echo.
2015! Yes, we will be in 2015, we'll be everywhere. Everywhere. Just look for us. But yeah, we'll have some more announcements of tour dates later on. But yeah, I've been having I can't say it's necessarily relaxing, but I've been having, I guess, a nice weekend where I can not have to necessarily be anywhere for appearances. Of course, I did go places, but not anywhere where I had to make a public appearance. So that, it felt nice, actually. Because, you know, in the fall time especially, we have show after show after show. And it's actually good to have that type of energy, but it's good to also have a little break. And, yeah, that is the news. Because there is nothing much else to report.
That's the news? That's it?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I'll try to think of other things to report. Like, such as, let's just continue talking about Hot Topic. Because I want to know...
That is a topic, is Hot Topic.
I mean, it is a topic.
Ask me any question you want, Carolyn. You get that rule. You get that thing.
I mean...
We're close enough that you can ask me anything.
Did you check out the hot underwear they had for the women?
I actually did not check out any of the hot underwear they had for women.
Because they have,
felt a little weird. But then again, when you're there, it's very difficult not to check out the hot women underwear because it's just plastered all over the place, isn't it?
Is that what you saw there? See, so you did check it out.
I didn't check it out. I saw it.
They have a checkerboard pattern. They have, like, skulls. It's all, like, cute, you know, if you're, like, 15 and into having sex.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, and that's the way it is. That's the news. Young The younger you are, the more into sex you are. I guess that's how it is.
I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily true. Maybe, you know how, I don't know how it is in high school now, but I remember near the end of our high school experience, it used to be a cool thing for the girls to show a little bit of the thong. They'd make the thong a little higher.
I remember those days.
And then they'd scoot down their pants, like the low-rise pants, so that you could check out the thong. Check out my underwear.
Yeah. Those were the days when that felt...
lean forward.
Those were the days when that actually felt racy. Now it's getting tougher and tougher to make anything feel racy.
Did that feel weird for you as a high school young and boy to be sitting behind a girl with a thong?
No, absolutely not.
Did it distract you from your education?
Sure, yes. It distracted me very much from my arithmetic, my mathematics, my earth science.
Your algebras?
All of those things were being diluted in my head because I was just looking at the red thong and the plaid skirts and the belly shirts. It was amazing times. How could you miss it? How could you forget?
Did you get an A in
lingerie? No, I did not get an A in anything.
Lingerie study?
Is that lingerie?
I guess so. What would it be considered?
Just underwear, I guess.
Lingerie studies.
I always feel like lingerie has a little bit more pizzazz, a little bit artistic.
Underwear
incredibly.
Studies?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
pink.
You can consider it all the same thing.
Once it became this massively marketed, it sort of felt a little bit like, okay, now all the girls are just going to wear
this. See, now what I wonder about it is that when they went out of the house in the morning... You know damn well their father didn't see that.
Of course not.
So were they wearing it under and scoot the pants down?
I'd like to even think about this. I remember like people were always complaining about like thongs and stuff like that. Like I remember that back in the day. Like I'm not gonna wear a thong. That's like so uncomfortable to have like, you know, have it just like up your ass like that stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, I remember a lot of girls always talking about that, and that's the main reasons why they wouldn't wear a thong. So apparently throughout the years have gone by when thongs are now like. When thongs on women are now like such a staple in every little girl's wardrobe, that like maybe they've just become more comfortable. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
they make thongs different now.
Size 6X. They start them young.
Yeah, start them young. That's the new lingerie line. Start them young.
Well, that's what they're
doing.
Get
them young.
That's what they're doing with Victoria's Secret.
With that pink campaign, is that what's happening?
Yeah, the pink I think is more aimed at college kids. But they used to, I don't know if they still do this, but they used to do a promo where they'd offer a free stuffed dog. And one of my really good friends is a babysitter, or at least, you know, that's, she's not a full-time babysitter, but that's something that she does to earn income, and I guess on the side. And she's been a babysitter for a long, long time. She's always had that as a side job. And some of the kids that she was with for several years, they, you know, I don't know their exact ages, but maybe like 7 or 8. And they were so into wanting to get under a certain amount of underwear. Like, I don't know, you buy $25 worth or something, and then you get the dog. And it was more about, like, if you really looked back into it deeper, they just wanted the dog.
Yeah.
But they start them young, because then,
like, just like the
mentally,
Happy Meals,
in their head, they're going to be like, oh my god, now that I'm 15, I can shop at Vicky's Secret, and like...
Vicky's Secret? Is that what they say?
Yeah, and then... Like, then maybe I'll get a dog or whatever. Of course, you know, it's going to be years later, but
so it is
they're still
going like
to have it engraved in their head to, like, go to that place because that's the place that used to have the dog.
So it is treated like a Happy Meal.
Yeah, pretty much. But I will say this. I will say this. Hot topic. Do you think that underwear is sexy?
Do I think the Hot Topic underwear is sexy? Describe this Hot Topic underwear.
Isn't it, like, patterns, like... Like checkerboards or like stripes.
Checkerboards?
With like hot green and black stripes.
So like what?
I don't know. You saw it last. What did you see?
I mean, I didn't really quite remember it as much.
Oh.
I mean, they have a lot of prints going on there in Hot Topic. It's been a while since I've been in any Hot Topic, actually.
I remember when going in there felt like dangerous. It's like, oh man, I'm going into the place where people that worship the devil shop.
Yeah, that's exactly what it used to be.
Used to be like
used
the,
to be fucking
the devil's
Satan
garage.
Satan worshipping, you know? That's where everyone used to be.
Yeah,
you look
I remember,
in there
like
they worship Satan.
Seriously, like, I remember the first time, I don't remember what age I was, but the first time I remember going in there, I felt like this little tingle going through me. I was like, oh
you
my were, god.
You felt a tingle, did you?
I'm walking through the doors of, like, Satan's closet. And
yeah, I miss those days. When you're like, man, I just walked through Satan's doorway here.
I was like, I'm going to shop for Satan shops. I'm like, OMG.
Look at all these ladies here wearing their devil horns. Wearing black. Miss those times. Now it's all accepted.
I wonder what guys are like intrigued by now with girls. Like, cause
they're,
I
not
feel
even, they're probably not even intrigued by some naked ass in their face.
They have to be. Because, like, you know, I just remember all the girls, like, wearing their thongs, bending over, trying to get it to show a little bit.
When, you know, maybe I'm just showing my age because I'm 55, but I just look at all these, I just look at all these things, all these women out there, like, in the teenage land, and, like, even in the 20s or the late 1800s or whatever, anyone below the age of, like, 55, I look at it now, and I'm like, man, if I was a high schooler, if I was a fucking elementary school guy, I'll be in such a joyful place, cause like you used to have to struggle to look at anything naked. You used to like have to go to your fort, and your one of your friends that would have to bring like a Playboy or
photography book.
or National Geographic
to look
they'd have to steal from their brother or have African. Like a box and bring it to your fort and your house, and then you'd all have to like share the same exact like. You'd all have to look at the same pages at the same... You had to touch paper. And, like, that's how you'd all, like, look at... Like, you're like, oh, my God, that's really what a vagina looks like? You know, that's where you're supposed to put that? What am I supposed to do with that? You're like, you'd wonder about that stuff. Now, like...
Now this, the girl's like, just put it here.
Yeah, now, like, the girls are ahead of the pack. They're like, oh, just shove it in. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the poop. I'm pregnant. You know, it's like, that's what happens, I guess. I don't know. These are the things that, like, I just look at it now... And, like, it really does resemble the sign of the times. You know, everything is so easy accessible. And now I'm, like, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, wow, are, like, are girls, like, easy accessible, too? Is that really what it is? Is it so easy just to, you know, see some scattered ass, you know, dance in front of your face? Is that how it is? I'm not a teenager.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that they want it. That's the thing.
Yeah, but
they're showing their power, but
they... At the end of the day, I'm not a teenager. I'm not at that age anymore. I'm 55. So I don't really know how it feels to be back then or how it feels to be at that age. But I look at it now with my grand wisdom and I'm like, you guys have it easy. Maybe that's the way it is. Maybe the older I get, that line does ring true. It's not just like, oh, I used to walk 10 miles in bare feet. Now I'm just like, man, you could just push fucking Google boobs. Now I can see boobs. You used to have to work hard for that. You used to have to walk. Not walk. Yeah, you used to have to walk.
Walk to the store.
You used to have to like wait like 3 hours to watch a movie on like Cinemax to see something naked. Now it's like now your minds are so numb about everything like that. You just gotta. It's such easily digestible. It's nothing's good enough. Your favorite line: nothing's good enough. But that's how it is. Put on my chapstick.
You know what else is interesting, though? Because I felt like about maybe 2 years ago, the in thing for girls wasn't necessarily the thong. Around 2 years ago, I noticed that the whole bra showing of the bra straps was like an in thing.
That's
and
true.
Then they mix it up that with the different colors. And you could have the same bra, but then change the straps so it was different colors or patterns that you layered with different layers of shirt. But as long as you got a little peek of the bra strap. Which to me seems tamer than the thong.
It's funny because it's... maybe I am at that point where I feel like I've seen so much that a little creativity goes a long way. I really admire... Now what I really get annoyed with a lot of the times is when people like fashion trends and stuff like that. When girls just look the same. Like I've always hated that sorority effect.
Oh, I saw that today in DC. I think the hipster look is coming down to DC. Of course, it's already taken
It's already pretty strong.
But yeah, I mean, like the
hipster is strong.
I won't say I necessarily saw teenagers, but I saw people in their 20s and 30s with the rolled-in jeans and then the boots over it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's like fall times, so I guess that contributes to it too. But literally, so many people. Like, probably, it was up to, like, I would say 90%. Same outfits.
See, that really bothers me. And, you know, that sort of sucks because I'm wearing flannel right now. But, to me, at least...
But you've always worn flannel.
That's true.
I feel like
I'm wearing the same flannel that I wore in high school at this very moment.
I know, I have
red
like...
Red and black, guys.
I have like a brown jacket that I always wear, and I've had that since high school. I feel like it's just a staple, you know? I mean, but also, no one else has that jacket, so I can't really be like at that level of the flannel where everyone has it.
I understand trends. I understand that stuff. That's how it happens. Pop, you know, that's pop. You know, it's pop. You know,
so
that's what happens.
Do you think Hot Topic is like trends now?
Yes. Because they really...
So it's not really dangerous
anymore. Well, it's not really dangerous, but what really is dangerous? Because once, like, even a shred of any dangerous that pops up, people are going to shut it down super fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I really can't think of anything offhand.
Because the sponsors. Because the sponsors will back
out. You know
out.
What?
That's why.
Maybe, like, a tattoo on the face. I think, honestly, my honest reaction of that is, like, I do cringe a little bit if I see somebody with that. Because I'm just like, whoa, man, you must be in a gang.
Well, also because... Let's
on the face, right there, MS-13, right, on your forehead.
Let's think about that, because, like, you know, we had Carrie Jo on the show a couple weeks ago.
She didn't have any on her face.
She didn't have any on her face, but she has a lot of tattoos. And tattoos is also a thing that was really
That's popular now, though.
Yeah, that's
so
what I'm saying.
Like,
but that was a thing also back in the day that was like, that's dangerous.
See, now I
or that's
feel
like, your,
like...
That's your strong point of rebellion. It's like, I'm finally 18. I'm going to do what I really want to do with my life. And I'm going to get a tattoo of a tiger. You know, that's like
but
what
like,
happens.
There's that, but then I still feel like the tattoo on the face is like a
the,
whole
the
other
Mike
level.
Tyson?
I feel like really that's a whole nother level of like, oh, that is dangerous. Does that make sense? Like that is kind of like, whoa.
Yeah, until you beautify it, right?
Well, you know, like Benji Madden from Good Charlotte has like two stars like right near his eye. They're very tiny. It almost looks like they're so tiny that it looks like it could be a freckle or something.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, that's tattoo on the face. But I'm not like, oh, my God, he's going to murder me or something. But, like, that's, like, the friendliest version I have seen of tattoo on the face. I still feel like that's a dangerous thing if you're walking down the street and you see a tattoo on the face. I mean, I could be like, man, that person's going to F people up.
It's yeah.
That to me, that's tough, you know? But I can't really... think of anything offhand, like, of what is really, like, tough now.
Well, apparently if you lift weights, I don't know. It's tough for me. I don't really go around looking for tough people either.
I mean, you,
I feel like
didn't
I don't
you
really
say
run
what,
into
what is dangerous now?
Because I guess we're in an artistic crowd, so to speak. You know what I mean? Not really a lot of people. I'm not really picturing, like, maybe, like, a web designer or a developer being, like, this ultimate, like, destruction machine. You know what I mean? It's hard because all those dream jobs...
They destruct with their brain.
Yeah, they destruct with their brain. I mean, the scariest ones are like the I don't know, the people with guns and the Columbine kids. Like, those are the ones... But you don't know where they're going to come from. Or those silent Asians that are going to shoot up a school. Those are the scary ones, but you never know where they're going to come from. Or you're going to be like, oh, that guy with a beard, he looks like a terrorist. Maybe they're scary, too. It's like, those are the fears. Those are the scary things these years. Not the, oh, this tattoo I'm expressing my feelings. Like, is that tough and scary anymore?
Only if it's on the face.
Only if it's on the face, but then again, it's like, oh, is that Jackass thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or is it like Kat Von D? Remember Kat Von D when she had tattoos on her face?
You know it would be
Or are
scary?
They Samoan? Are they Samoan now? They have tattoos on the face.
Or the Maori people out in New Zealand. You know, but what I think actually is scary too, that video on the internet... With the fall, it's called Fallen Angel. That is scary.
It is. It's very amazingly scary.
Look it up on YouTube. Fallen Angel. Very scary. Like, if I saw that in real life, I think I would. Because
that
shriek.
Was real life, but really, wasn't that a chupacabra or something like that?
No, man, that was a fallen angel. That is scary. See, you know what I think is scary? Straight up darkness.
Oh, I'm a true believer of that. That's one of my favorite things of anything. In
but
horror
you know
suspense
what?
That
and
I like to put in
the
movies
the
because
zone.
Having the complete darkness to me is this beautiful haunted thing, you know?
But like the time zone, you know how the time changed and now it's dark at like 5:30 p.m.?
Yeah, even that, earlier. It's going to get earlier, right?
I think from now it's just going to go further in. But like I'm really scared of it actually. It's already pitch black and I have to walk to my car in pitch black. That's dangerous for especially us women out there. I mean, granted, I hope nothing happens, but it's still like, it's not really that safe if you really think about it. Straight up pitch black.
Yeah, that's right. That means you can attack somebody.
Yeah.
That means so they should be afraid of you.
I better get my claws out.
That's right. Get your Wolverine claws. Start yes. slicing and dicing.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I have like a love-hate relationship with Hot Topic because I don't remember that I bought that much there, but I just remember, like, thinking it was cool for a little bit, and then I don't know, like, I never really got obsessed with that place, but I felt like I always needed to check it out.
That's always where I got my chain wallet. Back in the day, like, when I had a chain wallet, I don't even remember when I stopped having the chain wallet.
You stopped having
it. I forget what year that I stopped having that.
It was...
But it did at a certain point, it did become, like, a nuisance to me. It became one of those things. It might even be credited towards crooking up my spine. That could be it, too.
How did it crook up your spine?
Because when you put a wallet, you sit on your wallet, and your spine is not aligned, you know what I mean? So maybe that was one of those things where maybe I should stop wearing it. But I remember having a chain wallet, and looking back at it now, it's sort of just like, why did I even have a chain wallet? I guess
you were cool.
Yeah, I guess because I was so cool. Because I really needed to be that cool that, like, a chain attached to my wallet, which like, signifies how hardcore I really am.
If anything, because it's like showing people, this is where my money
exactly.
is.
Exactly. I was thinking about that. I was like, okay, now they know where they're going to... It's like, yeah, but even if you pull it on me, if you pull my chain... I will know that you're stealing my wallet. But first, how did you know where my wallet was located? Just follow the chain.
I don't know anybody that has a chain wallet now. I remember in college, I had a little chain wallet. It was like only like four lengths of a
Wasn't
chain.
Wasn't that mine? Was that my chain wallet?
I don't know. But it was like enough that it basically just like could only be in the front pocket.
My opinion, because I used to think that was badass, and I was like, that's tough. You see that in me and my jean shorts. Two things I don't wear anymore, shorts or jeans. Now my only real badass, my picture of pure badassness right now, and this is maybe it's because this is the first thing in my head, and because, like, No Country for Old Men was playing before we got on the show, but, like, Anton Chigurh is probably the most badass person I can think of. Slow, methodical, weird haircut. And just tells you exactly what he wants.
But I feel like he would get to you before you found out it was too late.
Yeah, exactly. That's what a badass does.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you saw him on the street and he'd be like, excuse me, do you know where I can go to a museum and make love to you?
we can go to the museum, have some wine, make some love, have some cheese afterwards.
Yes. But yeah, like, I feel like he... I don't know. I feel like he would get to you first, he'll come to you first, and then just kill you.
Yes.
It would be too late. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no way around
it. Would be too late. But I would say that Hot Topic, like, when I went to Hot Topic to get this Gerard Way album, you know, I searched everywhere. Like, I literally searched at all the mainstream
stores.
Did
you go to Record and Tape Exchange?
I did not go there.
You didn't search everywhere.
It was too far for me at that time. I wanted to go in certain driving distance. But... At that moment, I was still just sort of like, you know, the idea has sprung in my head. It's probably at Hot Topic. They have music at Hot Topic. But even when I went to Hot Topic, I went with Lauren Jaslow after he had Foe for a film meeting. And I was like, Jaslow, come with me to Hot Topic. What do you have to do? You have to work at 5? Let's go to Hot Topic. Because I thought it would be also just this randomness to bring Lauren Jaslow to Hot Topic for some
reason. Has she been there?
I have no idea. It beats me. But that's one of those... My mind is so much in tune with just a Coen Brothers world that I need just those weird situations in my life. Like, some people be like, don't you think that's weird? I'm like, yes, but it's awesome because it's beautifully weird. You know, you don't really experience weird. We don't experience weirdness enough. I think this, if you want to really enjoy life, you got to revel in, like, the weirdness that's happening around you. Like, there's so many awesome weird things that people are afraid of or think they're just like, that's not usual. That's not the usual way. That's weird. I'm out of here. No, man, the weirder, the better. Because once you get out of that, you realize, wow, this world can have so many fun possibilities. So in that sense, I was like, let's take Lauren Jaslow to Hot Topic. And then so she started searching there. She's like, wow, look at all this cool stuff on the shirts. Look at all this stuff.
Did it sound like she hadn't been there before?
Probably. I'm not right. I don't know. She survived all of her New York trip and all that stuff, but I don't know if she went to a Hot Topic. But so I went there, and of course, me being who I was, I don't want to talk to anybody. I still don't want to talk to anybody in the store, let alone someone asking if I need help with anything.
Do you need help with these underwears?
It's just like, I don't need help. I don't need your help.
How about the chain wallet? Did they have any chain wallets?
They probably had a bunch of chain. They probably had all types of jewelry there.
It's so you need to know where your wallet is in case you forget.
But of course, after searching through all...
You haven't chained yourself.
After searching through all the vinyl, because I wanted to get the vinyl one. Now I'm just like, now I want to get the vinyl one. I don't need to get the normal CD, because the vinyl already comes with the digital download album.
But how much was the vinyl versus the CD?
I don't know. Probably $10 more. But okay. It's like you're getting two of them. You know what I mean? You're literally getting both. So I searched through the whole... their whole vinyl section that just happened to be just like stuff on a column, you know, in their own little sockets. And I was like, there's no order. I can't tell what it is. There's no order to this. So I was like, they must not have it. So then I walked around again, and Lauren's like, so did you find what they had? And I was, and they're like, and I was like, ah, I can't find it. And then she's like, maybe you should talk to somebody. I was like, I'm not going to talk to somebody. You're a Hot Topic.
Of course she will talk for you.
Yeah, she's like, I'll ask them. No, I was like, don't talk to someone, Lauren.
Yeah, because that's like one of her awesome
skills. That's what Lauren does. She can talk to anybody. That's an amazing skill. That's why Lauren's so great. She can talk to anybody. So then after that, I started searching, and finally I was like, the lady, when I was flipping through all the vinyl, she's like, can I help you with anything? Can I help you find something? I was like, do you have the new Gerard Way? And she goes to the very bottom. I was like, yeah, it's right here. And I pulled it out. They had like three of them. And I, of course, did my thing where I searched for any damage.
You must inspect and then pick the best out of the three.
And then I looked at it, and then I looked around, and I was like, wow, I couldn't even find that. Is there any type of order to these vinyls? And she's like, no, we just sort of throw them in there. I was like, oh, that's great. How would I know? Yeah. How would I know it all?
You have to be able to have patience if you're a record collector, because you got to sift through all those.
Sorry, world, for my sniffing. I'm just getting through some death.
You know, it's really similar. Really similar with the record collecting is also the comic books, when people flip through all those. I find an interesting dichotomy. You know, like the thumbing through all these old comics. It's very similar to going through record albums.
It's true. It's very true.
I never thought about that before, and I think that's pretty cool. Mirror image of both collecting. I think that's pretty awesome. That's cool you found like the clear vinyl, because I've never seen a clear vinyl before. Have you seen that?
I'm not quite sure if I have or not.
Has Jack White done that?
I bet he's done something similar to that.
I mean, he's done like so many cool records.
Yeah, like even the Olivia Jean one has like, it's like a pink something.
I like the one they said that they've put rose petals in.
Oh, he did have a clear one. But instead of it being completely clear, inside was like a liquid. Like, you know how like it has like, it can move inside? Oh, yeah. That's very cool.
That's pretty crazy. Awesome.
Yeah, it's freaking amazing. I wish I was able to get those, but you can only get those like...
if you're a member of the vault.
If you're a member of the vault, or you go to like the record release show or something like that.
Interesting. Yeah, the vault is a very interesting club that he's created. Because it's kind of like... I like the commentary of like the vault. It's like, it reminds me of like the Disney vault.
Yeah.
And it's going to go back in the vault if you don't buy it now. It's so threatening. That's dangerous, man. See, that's dangerous. The Disney vault.
Disney is dangerous.
I'm pretty threatened by it, actually. Speaking of dangerous things.
You're threatened by the Disney vault?
Yeah.
Why so?
Because they, like, put so much emphasis on, like, if you don't get it now, it's going in the vault.
What if someone stocks up on all that?
I mean, I'm sure someone does. Because then also you don't know when they're going to re-release it. So let's say if you're like, oh, I'll get it later this month. And then like you can't find any more left. And they already took it back in the vault. And then what are you going to do?
That sense of urgency is a great thing, though, I think. There's not enough of that. Everyone thinks that like you have all the time in the world, but you don't.
So in a way, maybe I should admire the Disney vault instead of being afraid of it.
No, it's purely a marketing scheme. You can still get all those copies. It's not like they take it off the shelves. They don't just like...
I know, but
they don't just all of a sudden like, oh, we gotta close them up. Everyone, take all the Disney vault, all the Disney stuff.
Yeah, but
back.
You know they're gonna get sold eventually, and they're very popular. So like, if you are late to the game, then no more Aristocrats for you.
No more Aristocrats.
Aristocats.
No more Aristocats.
Off the shelves. See, like for example, that title, I don't even know if you can get that anymore. I mean, I'm sure somebody's selling it on eBay or something, but. What if you really wanted that and then you can't see it?
I really do enjoy trying to get rare stuff, though. That's like the stuff that really means something.
I wonder how many Gerard Way special edition Hot Topic albums they pressed.
I have no idea, but I think that just goes to all the Hot Topics, so it's an exclusive Hot Topic thing.
So most likely, like if they only had three left by the time you got it, maybe they potentially gave like each store like 5 to 10.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's interesting.
I do like the fact that, like, Gerard Way's album, you know, and I was a fan, I'm still am a fan of Danger Days. I listen to Danger Days a whole lot more than I do of, the Black Parade or anything. Not discrediting any of those. Those are, to me, those are awesome albums. Because I feel like for me, I was able to step away from the whole trend of it. You know what I mean? Like, there's a time when My Chemical Romance was everywhere. It's a band here, you know, you heard I'm not okay, like, all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, but when like, when I was introduced to it, when I was introduced to them, I wasn't listening to the radio. I wasn't on I wasn't watching TV or anything like that. So I just went into it solely just listening to it as a whole entire album. Like, all those ones as just an album, like, you just base it on this and fuck everyone else's opinion. You know what I mean? Or influence. And I found it on its own way. Those are great albums. You know, Black Parade, Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. Great stuff. Thumbs up. But then something about Danger Days that really, really, that like really flipped me on my head. You know what I mean?
That's the album that is for you.
That was the album that totally clicked in. I was like, this is the shit that I'm totally digging. I really, like, from top to bottom, I thought this is like the direction I wanted to go in, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it was really great for me because, yeah, you had that dark, everyone's being all dark and goth, and, you know, you had that thing where you already had a lot of people. I guess it was that emo, it was that vamp, it was that thing. There's so many people that are like that, and for me, it wasn't. I could appreciate it, I loved it for what it was, but I couldn't go out and I couldn't. It didn't really represent, like, who I was or where my mind was moving at that time. But then as soon as freaking Danger Days kicked in, and it was like desolate land and neon colors and causing a ruckus, you know what I mean? And just like fighting for your art and just doing that, you know, just making noise, rock, and like pumping your fist and wanting to freaking set the shit on fire. You know what I mean? And saying like, fuck you to being sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, that's a, because I, you know, I mean, like, back in the day, like, there's so many people growing up in that time where people were depressed.
You didn't want to cry in the cemetery anymore?
I'm not a crying person. Like, I skip sad and I go straight to mad and anger. That's this Raging Against Machine part of me. But then, like, you know, I want to go do something. You know what I mean? I'm not the type of person that's like, I need to go and wallow in my darkness and do something. I actually just get mad and frustrated. And for some reason, Danger Days was like in that same world. I was just like, but now you're taking it up to this now future apocalyptic level of this, like
the
sound and foreverness
that they made for Danger Days.
Yeah, but like, to me, that's what really clicked in. You know, I really like the tracks of that. And then when we go to Hesitant Alien, I was really pleasantly happy that I was like, wow, we're still moving these same type of fearless colors, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
we don't have to, being black is not badass. It is, but, like, you don't have to always be that.
I feel like Hesitant Alien is more along the lines of, like, Danger Days.
Yeah.
Rather than the other albums. And that's pretty interesting that he chose that route. I feel like it was just heading there. Instead of black hair, he has red.
Yeah, I mean, he still has red. The red
or
continues.
Orange. It's more like a red orange now. It's not like a red as much.
So that's why I really like that. I mean, it just continues that. Also, it's like, you know, he's trying something different, and I always appreciate that too. I'm not saying like the other guys aren't doing anything else, but like this Hesitant Alien, and I listened to it already a whole lot, like while I was on SoundCloud. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it just settled really well with my mind and aesthetic. You know, there's a lot of good range to the album that I like. That's like, I'd have those aggression moments, then you have those like beautifully futuristic, like sweeping moments, or, you know, and he's trying to bring back that noise Britpop that's happening, and I appreciate that too. You know, a lot of people never even heard that because it's a different generation. That's almost like 20 years now. That was like middle, early 90s and stuff like that.
And he made a zine.
And he made a zine, and he told people what a zine was.
He's like, this is a zine. It's self-published.
For you guys who don't know what a zine is.
Well, I don't know what the other guys have been doing, but I know that Frank
and his
has
daughter's
a new album.
His daughter's name, Bandit.
Bandit.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly. Just because we have a character named Dean in our comic book called Black Magic Tales, and he has a band called Dean and the Bandits. But we named that, like, before his daughter was born, so I don't know. Not trying to say that we had it first, but we did. But I don't want to, like, claim necessarily that, you know, that, but I also think it's interesting. I know this is going to sound really weird, but we have like a book called Black Magic Tales that came out.
Why does it sound weird?
That came out before the Black Parade. You know? Yeah. I don't know. It sounds like it could be overlapping.
There's a lot of black stuff out there, though.
There is, but like, you know, we also have Dean and the Bandits. It kind of sounds like it could be taking from the world, but we all came up with that before.
Take it for what it is.
We came up with it before, though, you know? So
no one's saying anything.
I don't know. It just feels like It feels like it's like same words all the time being overlapped. But you know, Frank has his own album.
My experience is just them and us.
What I'm saying is that Frank has his own album. Have you tried listening to that? Because I have not.
It is. That's that next level of just like manicness crazy.
Oh, really? Is that what it sounds like? Just crazy?
Well, it is more has an... It's not crazy, but like... It is not the structure is completely different. So it's like there's a more abrasiveness to that.
I actually
but you can
check
tell,
it out.
But it's crazy. It's what's amazing about it is you can tell the pieces that was My Chemical Romance going off and doing their pieces. Now, like you see Frank do his stuff, you can see like, oh, that part, that's what he contributed to the band. Yeah. And that's what's amazing about bands in general. What's because it's like it's different. When you're a solo act, everything is just that one voice. But like that's the beauty of like a band. You know, and that's why it's so, for me, it's so crucial to have a band as opposed to having like a multiple, you know, or a solo thing is because like there's another piece that gets created with all the components. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's, that's where like that true beauty and mix comes in is like, oh, this person is the color purple. What happens if you mix it with yellow? You get this new color. You know
what
I mean?
That is pretty cool. You get all the dynamics of everything.
Yeah. Even though if they're not perfectly matched, it's almost better that they're not perfectly matched because it's like you're really creating this unique entity that was never perceived of before, and now it's created just because these people got together, and I think that's really beautiful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've given birth to something, you know?
Do you know what Ray has been doing? Because I haven't heard about him.
I don't know.
Maybe he's in, like, another band or something.
Maybe.
Like, I haven't really heard, like, career-wise what
Maybe he's doing
Ray,
session stuff.
I haven't heard career-wise what, like, Ray or Mikey are doing, so I have no idea, but... At least, like, Frank and Gerard are making music. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Still keeping it up.
I feel like those would be the two guys that would. Because remember, Frank was already in many bands before My Chemical Romance. He was a fan of My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
And then, of course, so he was already wanting to make bands, you know?
Yeah.
But then Gerard he made a band. So I would always think that those two people would be the guys that would run off and make their own stuff. Because everyone else, I guess, just sort of, like, was added to them, you know?
Well, actually, you know what's crazy is that...
like, they would be making stuff anyway, even if they weren't part of My Chemical Romance.
I remember one time we were watching wrestling, and, like, the best spot we always talk about that in WWE, when you're a fan and you're in the audience, is on the ramp, there's, like, this corner that's on the TV side. And when everyone always slaps hands with all these people coming out, but there's the corner that right before they get to the ring, there's that corner... And one time we were watching it, and freaking Rey Toro was there.
Yeah.
We're like, oh my god, is that Rey Toro? Like, he's just there. And then he hugged Rey Mysterio. And Rey, it was like Rey and Rey together. And of course, spelled with an E and spelled with an A. But yeah. I was like, what? They're together.
And like, I still haven't seen Rey any reference of that either online or any picture. I want to see that picture.
Maybe, I mean, I'm sure other people noticed it, though. But it was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Just to be, like, randomly watching it and be like, what? My Chemical Romance guitarist is just shaking hands,
it's amazing how like a lot of people have always questioned whether like why do you like you know like My Chemical Romance or why do you just like what doesn't make sense, and I'm like, you don't even know me. You don't know me, don't talk to me. Very few people can say they can, but like I just think it's like, dude, they like professional wrestling or up to date to it. They make comics. You know what I mean? It's like, I bet we would be friends. We are friends.
You like everything that they like.
Or we like the same stuff.
Yeah, the same stuff. I mean, we did dedicate a whole Carolyn and Joe Show podcast to how My Chemical Romance broke up and how that...
Did we?
Yeah, and we talked about a whole episode about how... You know, when they broke up, we talked about what they meant to us and everything.
Well,
I think that was one of our better shows.
It's
you don't
sort
remember
of crazy.
That one?
I don't remember anything.
Oh.
It's sort of a it's sort of crazy to think of just like bands breaking up in general, cuz it's weird because it's almost like, do you perceive like a timeline or you just know when it's over? You know what I mean? It really is like a relationship in that way.
And also there's a whole bunch of bands that I feel like, you know, mentally they are already broken up, but then they just stay together just to bank off it or something, or they just don't think there's anything else for them or something like that. You know, I don't know the exact reasons, but doesn't it seem like there are a lot of bands that stay together?
I feel like there's so many factors, even just the pulling bands apart in general. Just for one, it's a miracle just to have people that like that have chemistry together, and that and to me that's the honest God truth. Trying to find anybody with the like musical chemistry is like a pure as miracle as it comes. Just to have anyone that any two creatives that actually can be on the same key is like super difficult. You know what I mean? And this and to think of like how long that can last, how long that fire can last, it's a scary thought to be like, how long can this really last? That's like such a scary thing. But for them to have that for like 10 years, you know, even Rage Against the Machine for 10 years, freaking Chili Peppers, man, even longer than 20 years, you know, but they've been having rotating
guitarists.
Yeah, like lots of instances. Like how much can happen in a week, let alone those years? You know what I mean? That's, to me, I feel like that's one of the hardest things to have, is to keep a band together.
I especially feel like some of the older bands, it's more like they're married or something. It's almost like stay together for the kids, and we have more tours to do, and like they might secretly like actually hate each other behind the closed doors, you know.
Well, it's also because once you get into the money making part, that changes the world of it too, you know. It's you're making music because you're creatively trying to get something out, but then once you throw in anything where it's like, now you have a contract, let's make this, and now, you know, you have to play, I don't feel like doing it. It's like those are all so many factors that like that come into play of just trying to keep this thing together. And at under no circumstance do people are required to stay together either. It's not like they're really married or not doing anything, and that's what would break them apart. And that, you know, I'm just saying that's like, it's having a band is one of the most difficult things, because
I never really hear like bands like straight up necessarily announce though, like they're just like, we're done, like how My Chemical Romance did. No, they always say like, we're taking an indefinite what's it called, the word
indefinite hiatus.
That to me like basically is like, we're breaking up but maybe not, you know, like yeah, we're still together. But like, what, like My Chemical Romance, like they were just straight up like, oh, you know, we're going our own directions, you know. I just haven't like really heard a band do that.
I mean, Remy Zero did.
That's true, but they weren't as like ever at a higher level.
Oh, so that means it doesn't count.
It does count. It counts, but it's different. It's different though, because if you have like a big name and a big tour and albums that have made million downloads,
that makes that makes the emotions of the band more real because they have a
bigger
following.
It might be. If you have that big of a following, it affects you more. I think so.
To make a grand announcement.
Yeah. Whereas,
well,
like,
sometimes
when Remy Zero broke up, I never saw like big headlines or all that.
Yeah, but they still made an announcement.
That's true. I never said they didn't make an announcement.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I didn't mean to say like, oh, they never did it, but I'm just saying that it's like a different level of like band.
It doesn't matter. They still made an announcement that, you know, Remy Zero is no more.
You know? I mean, I have heard of that.
Even Phantom Planet announced when they broke up.
That's true.
So it doesn't matter how many, they still made an announcement.
That's true. But, yeah, it is true. But usually you just hear the indefinite hiatus. And then
Zach De La Rocha had a press conference that announced that he's leaving the band. And then that meant the band was no more.
How did, what was that other band that broke up? Oh, how did White Stripes announce theirs?
Remember, he left. They had a message that said like, on this day, there is no more White Stripes, and had like a big letter towards that.
Okay, so they announced it as a letter online.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe it does happen more often than I think.
It does happen a lot. If you have that following, you gotta tell people.
Yeah.
I guess if you have no following, you're not really speaking to anybody. So.
Yeah. It's just interesting though about like, I don't know, I guess My Chemical Romance felt like more instant. Like it felt like everyone heard the news like really soon. It wasn't like, oh, like sometimes, like for example, I think Remy Zero, like, or even Phantom Planet, like it's like randomly going to the website and then like hearing about it and you're like, oh, they broke up like 2 years ago. You're just like, you know, you can have one of those days where you're like, oh, I wonder what's going on with Remy Zero.
I mean, what about Rooney? What happened to Rooney?
I was just going to mention them, actually, because, like, they haven't, like, announced anything official, but they haven't had music in forever, and Robert Schwartzman just, like, doing his own thing.
Yeah, so...
But they never, really like, knows? Officially... They never officially were, like, there is no more Rooney, I don't think. Unless you go to their website right now, and it says that from, like, posts from 2 years ago.
Yeah. I haven't checked yet. But
but that's what I'm saying. With My Chemical Romance, it felt like they had big headlines, like Yahoo.
Well, here's what I think.
It was like, My Chemical Romance.
Here's what I think. Because, like, there's sometimes, maybe this is what happens. Because, like, it's not like, because Danger Days did pretty amazing. You know, there's still people bought that. A lot of people. So I think maybe if your last album was like a failure and no one bought it, and then you just sort of like fade out in the darkness, and then no one's going to hear about your breakup. But since you know, like all these other, some of these other bands were still like on the up and up, and then they broke up, that you make an announcement that's more impactful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's sort of a difference there.
Yeah, there is. It is kind of sad when the bands, dissipate and stuff. So.
What is dissipate?
Dissipate.
I'm making precipitate. Up words. Precipitate.
They just disintegrate. That's what I meant to say. Disintegrate.
But there's always a lot of that's what I'm saying. There's always so many factors in play of just even trying to get a band together in general. It's usually difficult. It's usually annoying at the same time. But what are you gonna do? You can try. All you can do is try.
But I feel like once bands get to like this really big level that they can't break up, like U2. I would be astonished
if U2 ever broke up. Well, that's why they just take breaks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're probably just like, I mean, if anything, if it is a healthy relationship, they should be like slightly fighting or disagreeing about stuff.
Because even the Chili Peppers take breaks. If you're on tour, if you're all with each other for like 2 years.
Exactly.
You need like a human break.
Quarters too, you know, and like really close. They're tight together and that's great. But then, yeah, you do need, even if it's like several years. I mean, a band as successful as U2, if they take like even like 3 years off between albums, I was gonna say 3 hours. Okay, guys, you get 3 hours off until the next album. But like, you know, something like that, I feel like I would be forgiving to be like, hey, they needed those 3 years to recuperate.
Yeah, because if you think just for us going on tour, all those like every week, and then they're on tour for like years. How tiring does that get?
Probably very tiring.
And that's the life I want to live.
But even New York, like, I cleaned out most of my bag, but I did notice, like, some of my bag, like, the clothes that I didn't wear is still just, like, in my bag. I noticed that the other day, and I was like...
Well, that's the difference between you and me. I gotta still use those clothes.
But for me, I was like, man, that's kind of lame that, like, I have... New York Comic Con was, like, 2 months ago. Was it 2 months ago? No, it was a month ago.
Yeah, it was a month ago.
Oh, for some reason I thought it was 2 months ago. Well, it was only like 4 weeks ago. That's crazy. I thought it was longer. What a crazy month. But yeah.
What a crazy month. It has been a pretty crazy month.
I'm just saying I still
have. This is gonna be a crazy week too, man.
Full of my stuff.
It's my birthday week. That means it's gonna be the worst. That's the, as tradition. It's gonna be the worst week of my life. As tradition.
Is that what you're hoping for?
It's not what I hope for. It just always happens to be like that. Emotionally, that's where I am.
I can't remember anything horrible that happened last year. You're like, I have tons of reasons.
I have tons of reasons. This is not something that doesn't get ignored every year.
Why is your birthday week the worst?
Because I am cursed.
Why?
I am cursed.
Because you shopped at Hot Topic.
Probably.
Like, the lord of Hot Topic was like, how dare you disturb me and steal my goodies.
That's right.
It's just like when you go into...
Vermont kid.
It's like how when you go into an Egyptian treasure hunt and you're not supposed to be allowed in there. And he's like, you stole my third Gerard Way album from me. Now I only have two left. And then the god of Hot Topic is gonna...
God of Thunder!
Gonna give you a bad birthday
thunder!
Week.
Remember in Nashville when we sang the We Will Rock You?
Yeah.
We will rock you. I was singing it like Chris Jericho. Come on, everybody! Body on hard man, poor man, going on the streets, gonna take out all the world someday.
You should start a Fozzie cover band.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Why not?
What do you
all
mean,
the
why
Jericho
not?
Jerichoholics will come to your shows.
I'm not a cover band person. I play other people's songs, but I don't try to cover them. I try to destroy them.
Nice.
I try to destroy them.
Nice.
That's not nice.
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 You do have a pretty good Chris Jericho impression. I like it.
Come on, baby!
Chris Jericho. See, Chris Jericho takes breaks from wrestling.
He does. He's taking a break from wrestling right now.
He goes in and out.
He's taking a break right now.
It must be nice.
That's right. That's the lesson we're going to teach everyone here today. Remember to take your break. Take that break.
See, I feel like I don't take the breaks as much.
You probably don't. So remember, everyone, take that break. That's how we're going to leave you. This show is brought to you by Straight Productions. Check them out at straightproductions.com. Don't forget to check out my work at joecarabeo.com and also the new updates at goastray.tumblr.com. Don't forget to check out my band, Mickey and Mallory, at mickeyandmallory.com. Don't forget to check out Carolyn's work at curls-studio.com/curls. That's how we do it.
C-U-R-L-S.
C-U-R-L-S. Check out this show on Stitcher, iTunes, where else? At CarolynandJoeShow.com. Remember, everyone, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Be excellent to each other and check us out next week, where hopefully I will be having a great and wonderful birthday. But if not, then that's just how I do it. Catch you later, Carolyn.
Adios.
Be excellent to each other, everyone. Be excellent.